Blog Talk Radio.
Isolation, limitation, fear. I just spoke two very distinct sets of words. One set of words had a very high vibration, and perhaps you felt very calm and peace hearing them. The other had a lower vibration. Perhaps you felt tense or maybe afraid listening to them. And it could be that it didn't affect you at all. You see, we always have a choice both in the words, thoughts, and emotions we focus on, but also in how we react to them. And today on the show, we will talk about how to remain conscious and choose the path of love. That is always the highest path. It is the truth of your soul. And many, many masters and sages, including Jesus and Buddha, have taught humanity how to rise up above negativity, forgive our enemies, forgive ourselves, and walk in faith and remain heart-centered. And truly that is our topic for today, remaining heart-centered, choosing that love, creating from love, and listening to the wisdom of your soul, of God, of the angels, and your higher self. So welcome to the show today. It is January 16th, 2016. My name is Ron Eich, and I am a spiritual teacher. I'm an angel intuitive, I'm a healer, and I'm also a certified angel card reader. And my purpose here is to help you on the road to ascension, on your journey, as we all journey together. And you can find out more about myself by visiting my website. It's ascensionmagic.com, and my Facebook page, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. I also have several shows in my archive. If this is your first time listening, I invite you to check them out. I have some shows about clearing your space. You know, this time of year is a great time to begin feng shui, clearing your house, getting rid of old junk. I have a show about crystals. I have a show about sacred geometry, about gratitude, sacred sexuality, ascension, and many, many more. So please check those out on the archives. This month has been all about hearing the call of your soul and talking about taking action while we transition. In this new year, it's 2016, it's a new year, and part of this transition is remaining heart-centered, remaining fixed like laser vision, focusing on what you really desire and what you really want so that it can manifest in your world, and cutting the cords of what no longer serves you. Now, if you followed me on Facebook, I drew a card from the Angel Tarot for this weekend, and the card was the Five of Water, which is truly letting go of everything that the emotional baggage that we might be carrying around. It's letting that go, but focusing on the light. And the card was perfect for the theme of the show today, which is remaining heart-centered. Okay, now we're going to talk about some different ways to remain heart-centered, some different things that I wrote down, and I am connected with the angels and the ascended masters as well. And we'll be ending the show with a meditation, a heart chakra meditation, to help us clear some debris that might be in our hearts. And I'm taking this meditation from a teacher of mine who is Doreen Virtue, and I'm sure you've heard of her. And she has a wonderful meditation that I'll be doing with you guys at the end of the show. So thank you so much for joining me. I want to ask you a question. And my question really is, are you honoring yourself? You know? And what I mean by that is remaining heart-centered, part of that is loving yourself. A huge part of that is loving yourself. What are you doing to ensure that you really love yourself. Have you gotten a massage recently? You know, have you done something nice for yourself? And I'm not just talking about, you know, going out and, you know, buying something for yourself. I just mean, like, are you honoring yourself? Truly, are you honoring yourself? Honoring the commitments that you've made, honoring the truth of what it is that you're here to do, or are you ignoring that? And that's a good starting point, you know. How are you treating yourself? I'm sure that if you think about the things that you've done in your life, you may have some difficult times, some things that you regret perhaps, some things that you wish that you, maybe I would wish I would have made a different decision. Or, you know, or you think back at how your life went and you start thinking about, well, what if I made this different decision? How different would my life turn out? And when you think about those things from your past, does it bring painful feelings in your body? If so, how are you going to release that? How are you going to let that go? And that's one of the things I want to talk about with you today. The main thing about the heart, and there's research to show this, is that the heart is like the brain. The heart has memory. And you might not think of it that way, but actually all of our cells do. We have this thing called cellular memory, and many medical professionals are starting to recognize this fact. And in fact, there was a study, and you could look this up on the internet, where there was a transplant patient, and it was a heart transplant, and the donor was someone who craved really salty, junky foods, but the person who received the heart transplant never really had that desire. But once the heart was put in this patient, they found that this particular person suddenly started craving fatty foods and junky foods, and it was perhaps because the person who donated the heart had that same craving. And there's many other studies. You know, there's studies to show that our intentions that we put on water, you know, the famous Dr. Masaru Emoto, who's no longer with us, did a survey where he put labels on bottles of water, and some of the labels said love. Some of them said things like, I hate you, I want to kill you. And what he did was he took the water samples, put them under a dark field microscope, and looked at the crystalline structure of the water. And the ones that said love and, you know, peace and all these beautiful things had these beautiful, amazing snowflake patterns. And the ones that said things, negative things, we would consider negative, like, you know, I hate you, I want to kill you, were just dark and distorted. And, you know, that's just with water. But the same is true for our heart and our cells. You know, our body is a huge, large percent of water, you know, between 70 to 90% of water. And it holds the memory of the thoughts that we focus on, okay? And I found this as a massage therapy, too. I found that when I massage people, that there would be emotional releases on the table sometimes, as their body, their cellular structure would trigger a release. You know, and there's many books out there to show about different places your body stores different things, you know. But the heart really is the center of your body, and the heart is the center of your soul. It's the seat of your soul. If you could imagine that your soul is tucked behind the heart, that's the connection to your soul. You know, when you look in someone's eyes, you see that. But the heart is like the location. And when you study the energy systems called the chakras, you know, the spiraling wheels of energy, the heart chakra is right in the center. Okay, so it's literally is the center. And when we're talking about being heart-centered, we're not just talking about the center of your physical body, but what we're talking about is you putting your intention purposely, like consciously putting your intention in that space. Some people like to be focused in their mind all the time, you know, and just very mental. And some people put their energies down, you know, lower, like, you know what, sexual things or security and survival. Heart is in the center, and the heart is the center of love and the center of truth, because in truth, all things are love. And we're going to talk about some ways for you to stay in that space, because in the times ahead, You know, there's going to be a lot of fear-based things in the news. There's going to be things in your life, decisions you'll have to make. And this doesn't have to be major decisions. It could be day-to-day decisions. Maybe you're deciding on what's the best food to eat for your body, you know, or what, or should I watch this movie, or should I meet this person, whatever it is. Your heart, if you stay in that space of your heart, you truly make a decision from your truth, your soul, and that higher part of yourself. And that's kind of what I'm getting at when I'm saying remaining heart-centered, okay? Because if you make a decision from your mind, there's nothing wrong with choosing from your mind and making decisions analytically, like, you know, our mind's a tool. But if we just focus on that, what happens is, like, if you're someone like me, you know, I tend to overthink things, and I start creating literally false thoughts in my head that aren't even true, because I'm not staying in that center of peace, that center of my heart. You know, we tend to create situations based on where we've been. Well, I remember, you know, you for example, here's an example. You're going on a blind date. You've never met this person. You see this person for the first time, and then you start thinking about all the relationships from your past and where you've been, and you start, like, projecting onto this person all the pain that you're carrying around and your past hurts. And instead of taking a moment to truly get into your heart and see, how do you feel about this? How is the situation really unfolding? We start to critically analyze and get into our heads, in your headspace. So I'm creating this show because I want to talk with you about staying in that center, staying in that heart space. Now, one of the things that's really huge for helping with staying in the heart space is not just opening up the heart chakra, but clearing away, like, that old stuff. And in particular, forgiveness is huge with this, okay? Forgiveness is huge in helping you to just connect more with the heart center. And we're going to do a short exercise to help us to forgive, okay? It's called the forgiveness inventory. So if you want to, if you're listening on playback, you can pause it. If you're listening live, you know, you can go back and play it back after the show's over. But what we're going to do is I invite you to get a piece of paper and a pen, and we're just going to do a short little exercise. And I want to put on some music, too, because I'm going to ask you some questions. And what I want you to do is, when you hear the question, just think of the first thing that comes into your mind, the very first thing. You might get a thought, you might get a vision, just trust. And I'm going to ask also that your angels and guides are with you to give you the clarity that you need at this time. Okay, so let me just put on some music. I like heavy music in the background. It just helps to kind of get the intention here. All right. Okay. So we're doing a forgiveness inventory, and I'm going to ask you one question. Okay. First question, who do you need to forgive the most, and why? Is it yourself, or is it someone else? Is it someone from your past, or is it someone from your present? Think about this person. What qualities of these people have you taken on for yourself, or projected in your life? Is there someone in your life that you might be waiting for an apology? Someone who offended you, that you're still waiting for them to fess up and to make amends with? Have you blamed yourself for things that you've done in your life? Think about that. Think about that question. What is something that you might be blaming yourself for? Bring that up to the surface. Be released. And what people or energies are you carrying with you throughout your life that you need to let go of, like baggage that you just want to let that go, that you just want to drop it. Okay, those are just a couple of questions that I wanted to ask you to get you thinking about this thing of forgiveness, and that'll get you started. And what you want to do is you have your paper, right, and you're writing down your answers, or you're just thinking about them, okay? Every single person that you can think of that you might need to forgive, you're going to do this forgiveness method, and this is going to take you about 30 to 60 minutes. So what you want to do is think about every person living or deceased that has ever irritated you or ever annoyed you. You know, every boss that you didn't get along with or didn't value you, every romantic partner that you didn't work out with, anyone who's put you down, maybe you were picked on when you were a child, you know, and don't forget about yourself. And what you do is you just write down, you just start jotting down all these different things, situations, people, places, times, events. And then you sit down in a quiet place, and you go through your list one by one, and you hold the image of this person or event in your mind, and you say out loud, I forgive you, and I release you. I'm holding no unforgiveness back. My forgiveness is total and complete. I am free. I am free. And you let it go, and you feel it in your body. And you do that for each person or place or event that you need to forgive, especially the big ones. And you could do this on a regular basis. Some people then like to burn the paper or just tear it up and you let it go, like some ceremonial letting go. But what this does, this allows you to clear some of the debris in your heart so that you can hear the voice of your angels, you can hear the wisdom of your higher self, and you can better connect with that heart space. Okay, and I want you to understand something about forgiveness. Forgiveness doesn't mean what you're saying that a person did was right. You're not saying that. You know, what you're doing is you're allowing yourself to release emotional pain. You're doing it for you. Okay, think of a boat that's in the middle of water and has an anchor. You know, the boat's not going to go anywhere. That's what's happening to your heart when you're carrying all this stuff around. You're weighing yourself down. You're carrying, like, you know, like Santa Claus on with a sack of toys. You're just carrying it around with you everywhere. Drop it. Just let it go. And give yourself permission to flow and to move. And that's what being in Heart Center is really, I think, part about, is just being in that flow and allowing yourself to truly connect with your higher self. That's what being Heart Center is all about. So forgiveness, as I just talked about, is one of the ways that you can clear some of the things in your heart. Now, also, the energy of your heart, the color, if you could see it clairvoyantly, it's this emerald green and pink color. Green is healing, that your heart is healing, but pink is truly unconditional love. Now, when I was connecting with the angels before the show, I got the sense that we almost have like two identities going on right now. We have the traditional seven chakras that we're used to. Okay, that's connected with this physical realm. But we have our higher self that has all these higher chakras that vibrate at a very high pace and a different dimension. And that's merging with this lower vibration. And that's causing disconnect for some people. It's causing discord because we get confused because we're seeing these different realities of you know, denser energy versus higher energy. But in truth, you're already connected to the highest part of you. And I'm saying this because when you start to get a thought of fear and you start to get a thought of anxiety, immediately shift out of blame and shift out of fear-based thoughts, because that's going to create more of that in your experience. Okay, get into that space where you connect with the higher part of you. Now, there's the heart chakra in the center of the heart, but right above that, which is kind of like in the thyroid area, it's like upper chest. Not quite throat, but like upper chest area, that's called your higher heart. And that is truly the connection to the higher dimensions and your higher self. And And that's kind of the direction that we're moving into. That's like this beautiful turquoise pinkish kind of, there's a lot of different colors here. But I'm talking about colors because color is a wonderful way for you to keep your heart happy. I bet you if you looked in your closet, you would find that many of your clothes are probably the same color. For me, I have a lot of blues, like bright blues and green. That's just for me. But if you look in your closet, do you have a lot of like browns and dingy colors? If so, that's an indication of where your energy's focused. If you wear bright colors, cheery colors, you know, green, a lot of green is really good for the heart. Have green in your space. Maybe have a green wall or something. That'll really help to get you thinking, get you more centered in the heart. Not only can you have colors that you're wearing, but colors of crystals. So you might want to have a green crystal or a pink crystal. Pink is the color of rose quartz, and rose quartz is the classic stone that helps you to stay centered in your heart space. Having a rose quartz on you or near you can really help to get you to keep that center. And they're very inexpensive. They help you to just communicate through the heart. There's a lot of other stones, too. Aqua aura can be a good one. Angelite is a good one. Really, it's up to your own intuition and your own sense of feeling to kind of to trust your intuition, you know, to gauge what's best for you. But mainly what I'm trying to say is by having colors in your space, having the right chakra stones, the right crystals, you can really open up that connection to your higher self and to open you up with that. Now, I want to read you just a quick little story. It's a Zen story, and it's kind of what I was saying when we were talking about forgiveness, about letting go and being in the flow. And when I say letting go, it's not just letting go of emotional baggage and old pain, but letting go of the minute you get a fear-based thought in your mind. Just let it go. So, you know, it's like on the computer, you have the delete key. It's like, nope, delete, not for me. I don't want to even have that on my computer. You don't want to have that in your brain. You don't want to have that in your heart. Same concept. So here's the story. It's called The Girl in the Silk Kimono. A Zen story tells of two monks who are walking the long distance from one monastery to the other. And upon reaching a crossroads, they found a pretty young woman in distress. Now, there had been a torrential rainstorm, and the ground was very muddy. And the woman was crying because she had to cross this junction, but to do so would mean the swampy rivers of mud would ruin her beautiful silk kimono she was wearing. One of the monks picked her up in his arms and carried her across the road, gently putting her down safely on the other side. The woman, now very happy, thanked him profusely, and the two monks carried on their journey in silence, reached the monastery. They took a bath, they robed, ate their supper, before the second monk burst into angry accusations. "I'm surprised and horrified at you," he exploded. "You know that in our brotherhood we are not allowed to talk to a woman, let alone physically take her into our arms. What were you thinking?" And the first monk answered with a smile, "Oh, my dear brother, I put her down immediately on the other side of the road. What rage has caused you to have been carrying her all the way here?" Aha. Good story, right? And it's not just speaking to letting things go, but it's our reaction to things. How do you react to when you make mistakes? How do you react when you get the wrong, I'm saying wrong in the sense of what you're deciding for yourself, because in truth there's no wrong. But, you know, how do you react when things don't go the way you wanted them to go? Are you blaming yourself? Are you instantly reacting to people that irk you? You know, that's a clear sign that you're not heart-centered. You're coming from a place that's not of love and it's not of peace. And this a great story to analogy. So when you're faced with a difficult decision, you're faced with harsh energy and dense energy, you know, you can feel it, but then you instantly let it go. Train yourself not to react. And this is from a book I read called Conversations with God. If you take the word react, R-E-A-C-T, and you take the C out and you move it in front, what word do you have? Create. I mean, you have to add an E at the end, right? But instead of reacting, how about we start creating our life as we want it to be? Create yourself in the image and likeness of the most highest version of yourself. You're created in the image of God, which is light and love and truth. Create that. Take a minute to process things before you react. And if something doesn't feel right for you, you know, then just acknowledge it and let it go. That includes people. You know, if someone is just, you're just not feeling, this person doesn't gel with me. Honor that and move forward with that. You don't have to keep yourself in situations that make you uncomfortable or to make someone else happy. You don't need to do that. You need to honor yourself. And that's what I was saying at the beginning of the show about truly honoring yourself and truly doing things for yourself. How do you treat yourself? Right? It's like I said, maybe it's time for you to think about how you treat yourself. Look at your surroundings. You know, do you always buy the cheapest thing for yourself? Do you say negative things about yourself all the time? Because that's keeping you out of truth. That's keeping you out of your heart center, out of your heart space. Okay? So we already talked about forgiveness. We talked about crystals. But, you know, one of the great things you can do to remain heart-centered as well is breathing exercises. Meditation, of course, you know, meditation's the obvious one. But there's some specific breathing exercises, you know, that some teachers have taught to help you to connect more with that heart space. Okay? And, you know, you could look up some of these exercises online if you want to. You know, you can just Google remaining heart-centered and breathing exercises in particular. But I'm going to kind of share with you one that might help you. And what you want to do is you're really focusing on the belly, okay, as you breathe. And not only is this going to help you stay centered in your heart, it's going to help to reduce your blood pressure. It's going to help increase your energy and add to feelings of peacefulness and creativity. And it's a Chinese method. And what you do is you're going to put one hand on your abdomen and you close your eyes. You take a deep breath in through your nose and then you expel it slowly through your mouth. And you're going to feel your belly flatten. So in other words, when you're breathing in, you're pushing the stomach out, the diaphragm up, and then you breathe out, you're expelling all that air, and your stomach gets flatter and flatter and flatter. Think of it like a balloon that's inflating and deflating. It's like when you breathe in, the balloon's filling up with air, it's your stomach. And you're breathing out, the balloon's deflating. And these deep breathing exercises are helpful, especially when you go outside and you do some Tai Chi or Qigong with it. You don't have to really do specifically Qigong. What I like to do is take my hands, and as I'm breathing in, I'm pulling up the energy of the earth. As I breathe out, I'm pushing down the energy, old stuff deep into the ground. And I'm grounding myself and centering myself. And it's a great way to just center yourself immediately. And when you do the motions with your body too, you're allowing the energy to flow up and down through you, okay? And another technique that was taught to me is you pull that earth energy up to your heart, but then you visualize also as you breathe in your cosmic higher energy pulling down through your crown, meeting yourself and your heart. So that's truly helping you to stay heart-centered because you have a strong connection between above and below. It's another visualization. One thing that I really like to do as well is called prana breathing. And what you're doing is, you're just visualizing this in your mind. And trust that as you visualize, this is creating this in your experience because thoughts do create. So what you're doing is you're visualizing white light coming in the crown of your head, and then it's coming out your heart. So it's like making this L shape. And it's coming in your crown, and it's clearing your heart, clearing out all this just junk. and then you're doing it again. You're breathing in, white light's coming in your heart, and it's coming out the back. It's cleansing your back of your heart. And then you're taking the white light and you're breathing it up your feet, and then it's coming out your heart. The same L, but it's like an inverted L. And then you're taking the white light, you're breathing it up through your feet and out your head. And then you do it again in your crown and all the way down to your feet. And it's like as you breathe in, you're breathing in the white light. You breathe out, you're breathing it out. And what it's doing, it's cleansing you. It's literally, it's like when you're in the shower and you feel the water and it's so cleansing and clear, that's what it's doing to your soul, your energy. It's like, oh, cleansing, clearing. Ah. It's a really good way to instantly raise your vibration and to get you clearer in your heart. That's called prana breathing. You can look that up. It's P-R-A-N-A, okay? And I've done it several times. It's really fast and easy to do, and it helps. Of course, you also want to call on your angels, your guardian angels. You want to call upon any kind of spiritual assistance to help you as well, but this is just something you can do, okay? So we've talked about forgiveness. We talked about breathing exercises. You know, there's very specific foods that you can eat that'll help you to remain heart-centered. And one of the things I think that is helpful is spirulina. Spirulina is not only an excellent detoxer, it'll detox you emotionally and physically. But because it's a green color, it's connecting with the heart center. And as I was in meditation, the angels were telling me to tell you that spirulina, which is not very expensive, you can buy pills at the health food store, will help you to remain more grounded and centered. Spirulina is one thing. And also apples, for some reason. I don't know exactly much about the medical physical properties of apples, but I heard in my mind, so I trust what the angels are telling me, that something about apples, you know, green apples, it could be a regular apple. You know how they say an apple a day keeps a doctor away? That's just a famous saying. Perhaps there's some truth to that. And I feel like the apple will protect your heart center and help to bring some sweetness into your life, okay? What else do I want to talk about here? Let's talk about relationships. Relationships. I want to ask you a question. I want you to be honest. In a relationship, or when you're choosing a relationship, are you expecting the other person to complete you? Are you expecting your partner to be someone that they are not? And the reason I'm asking you that is because in doing so, you're not allowing, first of all, them to be themselves, but you're not loving yourself. You're not loving yourself, dear one. Okay, there's a difference between having someone learn and grow with you and loving each other together, and there's another difference between thinking someone's going to fix you and expecting that that person's going to be the person that's going to change your life for you. You have to change your life. You have to love yourself. Learn to love yourself before you can love another. And that's the truth, because that person that you love so much can just as easily be gone the next day. And then, you know, people say, well, you're my source of everything. You know, we make these promises to people. You're my source of this, and without you, I'm nothing. And what does that do when you say such a thing? Because that's not the spiritual truth of your soul. And I'm not claiming that losing a loved one's easy, but the words that we use and the choices that we make definitely make an impact on our life and our health. Because when you say stuff like, you're my everything and I can't live without you, you're putting that into reality and you're taking the power away from yourself. And you're giving your power away to other people, and no one has the power to take anything away from you or to make you whole or complete. You know, there's things that do, don't get me wrong, there's energy that does raise your spirits. It does, I'm not saying that doesn't affect you, but you have the power to do that all yourself. No one makes that happen except for you. And maybe you're not aware of the decisions that you're making. Okay, let's talk about that. Let's talk about making decisions. Because you're going to be faced with a lot of decisions. And you have decisions every day. How do you make a decision from your heart center? It's the best way to do that. Well, you know, I find that one way to do it, especially if you have a physical object you're trying to choose, say you're trying to choose the proper food, you know, one thing you could do is put your hand over the food and then put your other hand on your heart and see how it makes your heart feel. And just trust the first feeling you get. Do you feel anxious or afraid, or do you feel good and relaxed? How does that make you feel internally? And it doesn't. You don't even have to do this for your heart. You can just do it for your whole body, because the body responds to this too. Do you get a twitch in your leg, or do you feel really tense? That's a sign that this is not a decision that I want to make. This is not something that I want to do. Now, you can get in your head and you can analyze all the possibilities and start making a list of pros and cons, and that's perfectly fine, but you're not coming from your heart center when you do that. I think that there's value in using the brain to make decisions and analyze things, but we want to find a balance between what we're processing with our mental facilities and what we're choosing with our heart facilities. Okay, and in this new energy, in this ascension time that we're going through, it's important to choose and create from our heart, and then we put through the brain to analyze and to further develop our plan. You have a brain for a reason, of course, but the heart is truly the center. The heart is the truth of you. Start with the heart and then go to the brain. I think that we would have a better, I think we got it sometimes switched around in our reality, and I think that gets people in trouble. Like I said earlier in the show, you get a fear-based thought in your head, and what do? We start to think about that thought again and again, and we start to just create this endless cycle of being stuck in this thought of we can't get it out of our head. That's because we're not on our heart center. That's when you want to hit the delete key in your brain and say, okay, delete, go to your heart space, do the breathing exercises, hold the crystal in your hand, you know, and just take a moment to pause and to let go. Remember the monks, just letting go. Don't carry it around with you. You have a choice. You can carry it around with you, or you can let go. So choose as much as possible to let go and to move forward, and don't continue to carry things around that you don't need. You don't need to carry things around that don't serve you. Why do we want to think about things that aren't happening right now? Because you're just continuing to put that in your reality. By thinking about it, you're instantly placing it here in your space, and you're making that a reality in your reality, right? Give yourself permission to let go and cut the cords. You know, I like to use a visualization where I'm taking a pair of scissors, and I'll just, like, cut cords to things that are just not working in my life. I like to do that a lot. I also like to, I like to be by water a lot and in nature. Nature is a wonderful way to clear, especially if you're on the beach or by trees. Trees can clear. Take a sea salt bath. Sea salt baths are great ways to detox yourself. As I was working on the show, I heard the angels wanted me to tell you that it's also important that you protect your heart. Protect your heart. And what I mean by that, I'm not saying that you're looking for people, you're not out there like looking for people to harm you, but in this reality that we're in, there is energy out there that can, for someone who's sensitive like you, can affect you. And protecting your heart is everything we've been talking about, eating the right foods, thinking the right thoughts. But it's also, shielding yourself from anything that might be affecting you. Okay, and there's some visualizations you can do, there's some meditations you can do, but your heart, like I said earlier, is like a muscle that, and it's got memory. It's like your brain has got memory, and it's going to carry some of the pain that you're holding on, and even some of the stuff from other people. So by protecting your space, your heart, you're helping yourself. And to do that, you know, you can clear out the energy of your heart. You can do the breathing. You can do the right foods, meditation. There's a lot of things you can do. I'm not suggesting that you go out there thinking everyone's out to get you, because then you're going to create that in your experience. I'm just saying that be mindful of how your heart feels. If there's a lot of stuff you feel that's there, stop and let it go before you move forward with your life. And we're going to actually do – a meditation, a heart chakra meditation, to help you open up your heart a little bit. And I don't know if we have any people calling in today. It doesn't look like we do. So we're just going to do a meditation here. And I invite you to just be in a quiet space, please. And you're going to have to close your eyes for this one. I guess you don't have to, but it's more helpful if you do. So, and this is going to help us to open up our heart chakras more. So here we go. So with your eyes closed and in a comfortable position, take 2 or 3 very deep breaths. Visualize a beautiful cloud of emerald green light surrounding you. And as you breathe in, take this healing energy into your lungs, your cells, your heart. Concentrate on your heart at this moment as you're allowing the emerald green light to cleanse away any negativity that may have caused you pain. And with another deep breath, we're going to allow the light carry away any fears that you may have about love. Be willing to release the fear of love and feeling love. All you need to do now is just breathe, relax, and hold the intention to healing yourself with love. Be willing to be healed, and God and the angels will take care of everything. Take another deep breath now. As you become willing to release the fear of being loved, the fear that if you are loved, you could be manipulated, tricked, abandoned, rejected, persecuted, or hurt. With another deep breath now, allow any fears of any lifetime to be lifted and carried away. Allow the light to cleanse you of any fears you may have about giving love. Be willing to release the fear that if you give love, you can be controlled, abused, deceived, betrayed, or hurt in any way. Allow these fears to be lifted completely and feeling your heart expanding in its natural loving state. Allow yourself to release old unforgiveness you may be harboring towards anyone who has hurt you in a relationship. Release unforgiveness towards your mother, towards your father, towards any parental figures, towards your sibling, your childhood friend, your adolescent friend, your first love, anyone you've dated, anyone you've lived with or who are married to. And allow these hurts and disappointments with love to be cleansed and carried away. You don't want the hurt. You don't need it. And with another deep breath, I'm just going to let it go. Only the lessons that you've learned are remaining with you now. Since that is the only thing that is real is love and a lesson with all of your relationships. And now you're going to take in another deep breath. Allow the light to cleanse you completely. And I want you to tell yourself, I am willing to release any unforgiveness that I'm holding towards myself about love. I am willing to release any unforgiveness I hold towards myself about love. I am willing to forgive myself for betraying myself, for betraying another, for ignoring my intuition, and not looking out for my highest good. Give yourself a huge hug. Hug yourself, either in your head or you could do it with your arms. Hug yourself. Love yourself. Put your hands over your heart and say, I love you. I love you. You did nothing wrong. You're a child of God. And reassure yourself that you will never, ever again betray yourself, another, or your own higher good and your own intuition, heart center. You are now committing to following your intuition, your heart center, discerning so that you will never stay in a relationship that doesn't serve you. You will never be in a relationship that hurts you. And you fully release the unforgiveness for any mistakes you think you may have made in a relationship, including the relationship to yourself. I see Archangel Raphael surrounding you now with his emerald green energy. And Archangel Michael is clearing any toxic energy in your chakras, in your aura, allowing you to remain clean, connected, forgiven. In truth, you are already whole and complete, and you are loved. And feel yourself healed, whole, complete, and ready to enjoy the love that is the truth of who you are. So it is. I love that. That was so amazing. And you can go back and listen to that again if you want to. You're going to keep feeling the angels with you. They're still clearing with you. I feel them still clearing. And now they're moving in. They're giving you the violet color, this violet flame that's burning up any excuses that you're making. Excuses that you're making to not move on with your life. Excuses that you're making of the things that you're not wanting to face, the things you're not willing to release. Okay, they're working now on your solar plexus, your stomach, and your lower, your womb area, clearing away any fears you have about motherhood. I feel like there's people listening that need to let that go. You did the best you can. You always do the best you can. Invite the angels to clear that away from you. And I'm asking Archangel Uriel to be with you, to illuminate your path, to help you have a path that's clear, illuminated in your highest good and your highest light. Amazing. Beautiful. Okay, remember what I said about crystals. Someone out there listening, I feel like you might want to just get a rose quartz or just a clear quartz crystal, some type of crystal. Carry it in your pocket, carry it in your purse to help you stay protected and safe, and charge it with your intention. Remember the famous phrase that goes, yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift, that's why it's the present. Allow your thoughts to stay in this present moment. Okay, while you ever focus on where you want to be. Because in truth, this is the only moment we're living. And there are multiple timelines and realities. We can get into a whole topic about that. But as much as possible, remain in this present moment, in the space of your heart, where you are whole, you are complete, you are beautiful and loved, and nothing can harm you. You are safe, you are loved, and all is well. Okay? I hope that that meditation was helpful for you, and I hope that you've obtained some information that is useful to you, okay? And remember that we all learn from each other, so I hope that if you learn something, you'll pass it on to somebody else. And if you like the show, I invite you to please click follow on Blog Talk, because there's a lot of great shows that I've done, a lot more that are coming up. Tomorrow we're talking about responsibility, honoring our commitments, our commitments to ourselves, and our collective commitments. You know, like, for example, global warming. What are we going to do? Are we going to be responsible for that? And also, a lot of the things that happen in the planet, the violence and the wars and things, on some level, whether you believe it or not, we are responsible. I'm not suggesting that you individually created an event. What I'm saying is that there's a thing called collective consciousness, that if all of us have our intentions focused on one thing, that is what manifests. And sadly, many people are still focused on fear and lack, what's missing, what's wrong, ego, war, all these things. And that's manifesting in our reality. So you are partially responsible for that, because you have a choice in what you want to focus on and what you want to put your energy into this year. So take the high road. Choose what, create the world that you want to see. Okay? And that will make a big difference in moving forward in this new energy. We have an election coming up this year. It's really important that we put our intentions on the type of leader that we want and not fear so much about who is going to be elected, but put our energy into who we want. We want someone of integrity. We want someone honest. We want someone who's going to represent the people, choosing that energy. You know, I was watching the State of the Union address this past week. I don't know if anyone watched that. But Obama was up there and talking, and that sometimes he was he wasn't really in his heart center. I'm going to tell you how I see it. He was a victim of the system, the political system that we're in. And he started going off on this tangent about America's the best country, and we're so strong and powerful, and anyone that wants to come get us, come get us. We're ready. And what does that put out except, you know, we're putting out an energy of war and competition, and that's going to create more of that in our experience. I was very disappointed when I was hearing him say that, because he was playing the field. He was saying what people wanted him to say instead of what his heart and soul is guiding him to say. And, you know, I completely agree that ISIS and ISIL and all these terrorist organizations, we do need to hunt them down. We do. But he started going off on this, like, you know, America is so strong and our military is the best and we have to just show how strong we are and come get us if you want to come attack us. And that's the space I'm talking about. That was not coming from a place of love. That is reactionary. That is not creationary. We want to create from a space of the things we want. We don't want to react to the things that are happening with a space of, you know, manipulation and control and old. It's like I think Albert Einstein said, if you want to solve a problem with the same thinking that created it, that doesn't get you anywhere. I don't know exactly the quote. I'm probably saying it wrong, but you get the sense. You cannot solve a problem with the same thinking that created it. It's madness. And I think he also said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Well, hello, here we are in 2016, and the same old energy is creeping up. It's time to get out with the old and in with the new and be the change you want to see in the world. Be the leader you want to see. Do the things that you want. You know, if you want to have peace. Be loving and peaceful in your relationship. If you want the environment to change the environment. Pick up trash. Do what you're supposed to do on your part. That's what I mean by being responsible and being collectively responsible. You have a part in it, and that is truth. So be that change you wish to see, and stop making excuses. Stop making excuses. It's time to move forward and do what you're here to do. I'm giving you all this courage right now. I'm asking Archangel Michael, for everyone that listens, that we can eliminate the trash from our lives, the toxic junk we're holding on to, not listening, toxic junk we're doing emotionally, the junk in our planet, the old junk that's around, you know, and physical junk, you know, trash, and the trash of just old toxic energy and old ways of being, manipulation in our world. I'm asking Archangel Michael to lift that up from our planet, lift it up from you, and to give you the courage and confidence to move forward fearlessly in this new energy. Now, I want to thank you all for joining me today. This is the month of January where we have a lot of shows about transition. Again, tomorrow, responsibility. I'm also doing a show next week. I'll be back and doing readings. I'll be doing realm readings with you. If you don't know what a realm reading is, I identify the realm you belong to according to Doreen Virtue's Earth Angel Realms. For example, I am a star person. I also have elemental energy. There's people who are incarnated fairies and incarnated angels. There's all different types. And by looking at your picture and feeling your energy, I help you to identify that. So that's coming up next week. Also, the end of the month, we are talking about transitioning from duality into unity. So there's some good shows lined up for you. I also have some guest speakers that will be coming up soon. There will be some guest mediums on the show, as well as some other spiritual teachers to help you on your road to transition. So again, check out my website, ascensionmagic.com. Also my Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. And I want to leave you with some love and some peace and remind you that all is well. Go forward on this weekend, this beautiful 3-day weekend, Martin Luther King weekend, and be empowered, be heart-centered, and be the change you wish to see in the world.